Hi, I am Rob Taylor, and this is...
I'm Chris.
And that's my husband, Chris Taylor. And we are two travel dads, and we are excited to welcome you to our podcast. So this is our first episode. Truth be told, we recorded a bunch already, but we realized we needed to have an introduction episode. So that's what this is, so that you can kind of get to know us and understand where we're coming from, find out what it is we enjoy, and so that you know that we aren't just crazy people behind a microphone.
It's true, and we do come from the Pacific Northwest.
Sometimes we stumble over our words.
It happens.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's where we hail from, is the Seattle area. We both are from here. We grew up here. We've lived a couple other places. I've lived in Alabama, Alaska, California, Washington, California, back in Washington.
I've lived in less places. I've lived in Washington and California.
True story.
Yeah, but I prefer Washington over California.
Yeah. So our journey with travel and why we like to share our stories is because, so I grew up doing a bunch of travel myself, all over the U.S., you know, a lot of camping, national parks, stuff like that. What about you?
I did not grow up doing a lot of travel outside of the Olympic Peninsula here in Washington State. So for me growing up, it was more about blue tarp camping within the Olympic National Park. And so I did a lot of that. I got to do a lot of hiking, enjoy a lot of the sights and stuff in the Olympic National Park. And it wasn't until later in life that I got to start exploring really outside of Washington.
So that's why between the two of us, it's kind of the perfect pair, because I've got lots of adventure and I got to share that with him. And now together we've got so much more. Oh my gosh. Chris took me down to Mexico for my first time ever.
That was amazing.
At first, it was really nerve-wracking because we drove across the border into Tijuana.
Of course.
And it was dumping down rain, and there were mud waterfalls flowing over the streets. And
well, I think the water was really, it was above the tires almost. Like, it was so high up on
the
car.
It was the most intense first experience in Mexico I could have ever had.
Yeah, but then we got out of it. So
once we got out of it and the sun broke, it was beautiful and clear and gorgeous, and then it became the best experience I could have possibly ever had. And we went camping, and that was, yeah, gosh, that was amazing. And that was 13, 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. Crazy to think. Yeah, wow, that was 14 years ago almost. Yeah, so that was our first big trip together, or was our first trip Yellowstone? No, our first trip was a road trip from Seattle to San Francisco Redwoods.
Yeah, in your sister's car.
In my sister's car. That was, gosh, that was even longer ago. So that was the fall of 2005. Oh my gosh, we were so young.
I know, it was crazy.
Not like we're old now, but we were so young. But yeah, ever since then, it's been lots of fun adventures. When we were... gosh, maybe was it 2006, 2007, we bought a timeshare down in Cabo. So that has taken us back down to Baja California Sur. Like
almost every year. We've skipped some, unfortunately. But
yeah, but it's, so we've gotten to be there a ton. We've taken the kids there many, many times. They love it.
We've had birthdays there.
Yep. We've celebrated a good number of birthdays in Cabo. we've been through a hurricane. We had the swine flu in Cabo. We should record a podcast episode about that.
There's no reason to.
Okay, never mind. We should not record a podcast episode about that.
There's nothing exciting about me being in bed for like days trying to find Theraflu.
It was fun though, sneaking through the airport while there were signs up everywhere saying, if you see somebody with these symptoms, tell the authorities, because we weren't supposed to travel.
Well, no, nobody saw me with those symptoms.
But yeah, good times. Yeah, so that's kind of our baseline story of how we started traveling together and what we have enjoyed. When it comes to true travel dads, though, that is a totally different story. So I think we should talk about having kids.
Sure.
So when you grow up gay, you don't necessarily think you ever get to have kids. It is not even like really a thought that crosses your mind that that's an opportunity. that you'll ever get to have. And in, what was it, 2010, maybe 2009?
Yeah, I think 2009.
2009, one of our friends introduced us to someone in her family who wanted to give the gift of surrogacy. And we were kind of blown out of the water and didn't, we had never talked about that. So we didn't really know if it was something that we were both interested in or how that would work or anything. Needless to say, we talked about it and we figured out.
Well, it was really funny because our friend planned a meeting for us together over dinner and we're sitting there just having a conversation. And well, yeah, it was a little awkward. And then my friend, who's amazing, she's like, are we going to talk about what we're here to talk about? And just brought it out and surfaced it up. You know, and that one conversation turned into several conversations before Oliver was born.
So. Yeah. And then Oliver joined our lives and he's amazing now. So this is our first episode of the podcast and he just turned 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. He talks like he's 30 sometimes.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be a Pokemon trainer.
He is going to be a Pokemon trainer. He's going to be the best Pokemon trainer ever. So then, yeah, we had Oliver, and both of us kept on working, and then we moved to our current place, so we actually live across the water from Seattle, and I got to work part-time, and it was great, so I got to spend so much time with Oliver, but then also still work, and then it was time for kid number two, and...
Well, it was funny, because our best friend and also birth mom of Oliver, you know, said, hey, if you guys want a second, I'm in. So we were all for it. And then next thing that we have Elliot, like 3 years later.
Yeah. And he is so funny because he's so different from Oliver. Like you could not find two kids who were both best friends and so completely different in almost every way. It's hilarious. Except in their love of swords. They love swords and Pokemon.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, their unifying factor. But yeah, when Elliot was born, that's when I actually didn't go back to work after paternity or FMLA leave. And, you know, after you have been doing nothing but like changing diapers and wiping butts and making baby food, it kind of starts to wear on you just a little. So it was suggested that I start a blog. And I was like, I don't know what to do with that. And so I started researching what that actually meant because I knew about blogs because I, at one time I had two other blogs because I thought that I was going to be able to do something with that back in the good old days before blogging was like an actual industry. And then, yeah, came up with two travel dads and started writing about camping and then started actively like pursuing ways to have more things to write about, like different trips to write about, and it just kind of snowballed and spiraled until we started getting to partner with different destinations and hotel brands. Then we got to work with some national brands like Huggies and Tylenol and Johnson & Johnson, and it just kind of kept on growing and growing until this year was super fun because this was the year that we started filming webisodes, episodes on the web, with Best Western Hotels and Resorts. So that's taken us all kinds of places in 2019. It's been a really fun partnership, and truthfully, I never thought that starting a blog was going to be able to do something like this, either for me, like career-wise, or for us as a family. So, yeah, it's kind of insane to look back and see that. So, what do you think about blogging? What we get to do?
Well, what's really funny is that if you knew Bob years ago, he was so anti-technology.
I still am anti-technology. Well, I think we should get rid of all our Google stuff.
I think you're like anti-change. I remember when he didn't even want to get a smartphone, but now seeing him like on Instagram and doing WordPress and all the other research on his phone, it's just really funny to see how things have changed over time. But also, if you've known Bob for as long as I have...
By the way, he calls me Bob when the rest of the world calls me Rob.
There's a whole another reason for that. He has always had a passion for just trying things. And so he started many different little ventures throughout the time that I've known him. and you know, achieve different levels of success and in all areas that he's passionate about. But this has you know, allowed him to really use his talents in photography and journalism and passion for travel to do something that's really amazing. And super proud of him for creating something from absolute scratch into something that is amazing and not only benefits our family, but inspires others. So super proud of you for what you've done. It's aww, awesome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And for taking us to really amazing places.
It is really...
The kids still love Universal Orlando. I think maybe more so than Disneyland.
Yeah, no, they... Universal Orlando is their favorite ever. So in 2018, we got to be a part of the Universal Orlando Resort Blog Squad, which meant trips to Orlando and becoming wizards. The kids are still set on their wizarding skills. But that was the coolest partnership, getting to be there for amazing events with like the cast of Harry Potter and for the opening of new attractions and shows and hotels, and really just, that's what's so cool about blogging today, is that even though, you know, I'm not running something like Travel and Leisure or Condé Nast, some huge international website, I am still able to meet with these cool brands and destinations who see the value in us reaching, you know, a very specific audience, you know. We were the original LGBT family travel blog. Now there's just a couple others. So it's not as crazy as just, you know, regular family travel where there's hundreds and hundreds. So, you know, it's nice to see travel dollars going, like supporting families like ours, basically. That's what I'm trying to get to, is that it's pretty amazing to be able to, I am really stumbling over talking about this.
You really are.
I don't know why.
I was trying to figure out where you're going, and I don't know where.
You know what? Put me on a stage, and I can talk about this all day, and it's great. And then the second that it's just us, like with microphones, it's much more difficult. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that it's amazing that we've been able to create this blog from nothing, and then witness big travel brands and such get behind supporting LGBT families, not just in terms of being inclusive and welcoming when we want to book a vacation with somebody, but actually putting their marketing and advertising dollars behind us because they understand the value of both our voice and reaching other people like us. They don't just see us as a booking engine for them, but they are kind of risking it by putting their name behind ours. Does that make more sense?
Kind of a little bit. I think what you're saying
is that... I'm just stumbling.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is that it's really great to see like big brands and destinations fund and promote and market LGBTQ travel. And it's great to see that happen, and because that enables others to see where they can go, where they can travel, and be, I guess, I don't know, maybe accepted in some places, or know it's safe to travel in some places, because we go to places that some people might not normally travel to, which is interesting.
Yeah, I think you said what I was trying to say, and maybe that it just, I love that people believe in us and see value in what we do. That's what I'm trying to
say.
There
you go. That's simplified.
Yeah. But no, that's actually a great segue into another thing I want to talk about, is some of the places where maybe it was kind of weird for us to go, or where we've had some strange experiences that have actually proven to kind of either be good learning experiences for us or give us stuff to share with others. Is there any place like that that really stands out to you, where you were maybe like, huh, this was a surprising experience. I don't know if I would go back here based off of how things were.
You know, no, there's not many of those actually, which is good.
And it's funny because I get asked that all the time, and that's always what I say too. I've never really talked to you about that, but I always tell people, no, it's surprising how welcome we are.
We were asked that one time on like, what was that? not Good Morning America, but what was that local
show? Oh, when
show
we were on New Day Northwest.
New Day Northwest. And
King 5 show,
like,
here in
you
Seattle.
Know, what is it like, you know, as a family traveling? I was like, you know, or what tips do you have? I'm like, we're still just a family. So when you are parents and you have kids, you still all have the same basic needs to be able to travel. So you got to pack the same things. You know, you got to plan for the same things. It's no different than it is from like a heterosexual family. It's just that it's two dads versus a mom and a dad, right? And you still have two kids. So for the most part, all of that's the same. I think there's two different experiences that stand out to me from our travels where I think back on those and feel good about the impact that we had for being there. So one is we were camping one time at Salt Creek, which is my favorite place to go camping up here in the Olympic Northwest. It's in a town called Joyce. It's just absolutely beautiful.
And we'll make sure we have a podcast episode about that because there's a lot to talk about with that.
and anyways, we were camping there and, you know, it was, of course, Bob and I and our two kids. And there was a elderly couple that was camping next door to us. And there were other kids and stuff around. And we were there, you know, for a few days. And we could tell we were being, like, observed. It was just very interesting, right? Having our neighbors next to us. And,
being observed is the perfect way to put it.
You know? And then when... I think... I can't remember if we were packing up or if they were packing up. But anyways, the older lady came over and she told us, I just have to say... You know, I've, seen you guys over the past couple of days and your kids, and they are just the most behaved children that I've seen. And so you guys must be really good parents. And that's just something really good to hear when you're just out doing your thing and you have, you know, people that might be seeing a gay family for the first time. And that's one of the things that I think is great about what we do is we go out and we, you know, we're ourselves in our travel experiences and we expose people to something that exists, but is something that they might not have seen before. Another example is when we were in Florida, we sat outside of,
Crystal River, you're talking about.
And I love breakfast foods. I love finding the right breakfast spot. And there was this like very local cafe. It was called Grandma something. I don't even remember. But we went there for breakfast in the morning and, you know, we're all, you know, at our table. And again, there's an elderly couple across the way and, you know, and we just hear like, oh,
clearly, you know, no filter or understanding of how sound carries.
Well, they might not have had their hearing aids in or turned up the right volume. But it was like, oh, do you know one of those? I think I know one of those. And they were definitely talking about us and, you know, being, you know, gay people. But it was in this very rural spot in Florida. They were just talking about it. It was nothing, bad. But again, it's... I felt proud that we were out being ourselves and sharing who we are, with other people in the places that we visit and helping them see a side of something that they normally don't get to see.
Yeah. So that's something that we never really need to write too much about on the blog is, you know, what it's like to be our family traveling. Usually when we do mention something, it's because either, wow, this was totally surprising that we were so welcome in such a bizarrely rural or bizarrely red state or something like that. It's worth mentioning in moments like that. But then also, I'm really thankful that we don't have a lot of those stories to share that are truly awkward. But that's kind of the beauty of getting to have the blog and now getting to also have the podcast is getting to share and encourage other people just to get out there when they don't know what it's going to be like, because chances are it's actually going to be great. I mean, it's always very awkward being us sometimes, just because I feel like every time that we step into a new restaurant or go to a new place, you have to come out every single time.
Yeah, well, and sometimes when you're flying, And traveling as a family like us, people don't always put two and two together. It's like, hello, we're actually a full, complete family, not just like, oh, there's a dad and two kids and then some random person right behind them that's following really close. It's like, no, actually, we're all together. But people don't know. I mean, it's unfortunate. They're making assumptions.
But then there are those moments when you're on a flight and you share with somebody, oh, yeah, my husband's got my kids over there in that row. And then repeatedly they just refer to you as my friend. Because happened not that long ago.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there are things like that, or the repeated thing of, is this one check? Versus, oh, hi, dads, do you guys want anything else? Like, and just like calling it what it is.
Cause, in Canada, it's perfect all the time.
Yeah, it is perfect every single time. Never had an issue in Canada with getting one check. But for some reason, people always feel the need to clarify. And something I like to encourage people to do is go out on a limb and potentially make somebody feel really welcome by assuming that they're on one check. Just because chances are they probably are, if it's two guys with their two kids and clearly they're a family, you know, it doesn't hurt to go out on a limb. But those are the only sorts of experiences that we've had or continue to have. And I think it's really minor, you know? It's not something that deters us from going to new places, going on adventures. The kids don't really notice it. If they do, it's never anything that they hang on to for very long. Yeah. So anyways, that's kind of our MO and how we operate, and why when you are reading stuff on the blog or when you're hearing us talk on the podcast, we're not just talking about what it's like to be two gay dads traveling with our two kids. Like, we're just talking about things like it's a family, because that's what we do. We do family travel. We just happen to be gay. Happen to be, isn't it?
There you have it. Our youngest's favorite saying. But you also notice as you listen to the podcast, which might be a little bit different representation than what you read on the blogs, is that Bob is really focused on, or Rob, whichever you want to call him. Some people call him Rob Bob, which might work fine.
I don't like that.
But is that he's very focused on the destination, the activities, the history, all of those things.
The how to do it.
The how to do it. Versus me, which I'm mostly focused on the food. So if you ever see us and you want to know about the food, ask me. If you want to know, oh my gosh, tell me all about the history and the culture of that destination and
I love my
specific
fun
directions to get from A to B, ask Bob.
I love my fun facts, and I am a walking roadmap.
Yeah, and I like food. So that's just a little bit of background in the passion areas behind the blog.
Yeah. So as you continue to listen, because I know you're going to want to hear every single thing that we have to say, I think you will really see that come out more and more the more podcasts we get recorded. Because also now I'm trying to pay more attention to food. I just don't care about it as much.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
I'm really trying so hard.
I'm really
though,
trying
I know
to care about destinations and the attractions and the history, but.
No, you're not.
Nope.
Not at all.
No, I'll pull up Google in an instant and say, oh, look, this was founded in 1565. Like, I'll pull up things, but no, I really care about the food.
Good times. And there you have it. So, yeah, so that is us. That's the base of our story. We're really excited to have a podcast. It's fun to be able to record some of our little one-off situations and stories, our favorite things, and share it. And also,
I think it showcases our personality in a completely different way than what you see on the blog.
I also would agree with that. Maybe if you wrote something for the blog every now and then, people might see your personality come through on that too.
It has to pass through your filter first.
Okay. Anyways, that's not happening. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in for our first podcast episode of Two Travel Dads. We've got lots of fun stuff ahead for this season. I'm calling these seasons as we break them down. So in season one, we've got Nova Scotia. We've got the North Florida coast. That's going to be the St. Augustine area. We're going to be talking about Florida Springs. We might talk about our favorite things to do in Orlando. We have a lot to share about Florida because we go there often. And then I think we'll probably wrap up the season with some stuff about Montana and Yellowstone, because we spent a lot of time in Montana this year and have a ton to share. So do you have anything else that you think that we're going to talk about in these next couple episodes we record?
Depends on what the topic is.
Well, it can be whatever we want it to be, because it's our podcast.
But within the season, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, you think we should do things seasonally?
Well, no. You just talked about snow. You just talked about season one.
Oh,
so I was trying to So also know that Bob is super creative, and I am very process analytical. So I'm like, hey, what's really in season one? Like, help me understand that first, and I'll figure out the topics. But I thought you were going with all of Florida or something that was season one.
No, I think
then all of a sudden it branched off into Montana. Is that season two, or is that still part of season one?
That's still part of season one.
Got it.
Because once we get a good catalog
for season one, is it a number of episodes or is it places?
It's when I say it's done.
Got it.
So, anyways, so season one is going to include everything from Nova Scotia to Florida to Montana, maybe a little bit of California,
what
maybe
about
some Oregon,
Lake Louise.
I don't want to talk Banff.
Banff?
I don't want to talk about Lake Louise, because that makes me sad thinking about our experience there last summer. Anyways, so maybe that is worth a podcast episode. You might hear some stuff about the Canadian Rockies.
I just wasn't sure if it was season one.
Okay, that might be season two. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Basically, make sure you tune back in, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, and we will also distribute out to Google Podcasts and Apple iTunes podcast distribution stuff, as well as you can find it on twotraveldads.com. Yep, twotraveldads.com. That is our website. Yeah, we will have show notes to go along with each episode so that you can easily go back, find out what it is we were talking about. You can see some maps. You can click on some of our other articles that will lead you to some of the best travel decisions and restaurants. You can book some trips. We've got lots of links on the website for booking tours, hotels, you name it. So that's it. I think we should say goodbye and good night. And yeah, look out for episode one. It's all about Nova Scotia. And yeah, talk to you later.
All right, goodbye and good night.
Two Travel Dads podcast is written by Rob and Chris Taylor and produced by Rob Taylor in Suquamish, Washington. If you would like to be a guest on the Two Travel Dads podcast or would like to sponsor it, go ahead and visit us at bit.ly/2tdwork.